as part of 4ZZZ's birthday celebrations. The lineup features The Colours, Splat Acrobat, and The Hey Daisies. With one show already sold out, a new matinee show has just been announced. Tickets are available at OzTix with discounts for 4ZZZ subscribers. All bands are proud 4ZZZ subscribers.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ruby and Olive with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, calls for a crackdown on illegal e-bikes have been made after two children suffered fatal injuries from accidents within days of each other. Along with four other major organisations, the Royal Automobile Club of Queensland has called for all non-compliant devices to be impounded. The peak motoring body has suggested a policy change to raise the age of allowance for e-scooters above the current age of 16, as well as age-restrict e-bikes to the same age. Currently, e-bikes are not nearly as restricted as scooters. In other local news, the Queensland Teachers Union is planning a strike action over the long-running pay dispute with the state government. According to Union President Cresta Richardson, after-school rallies will be held across the state next Thursday, but the date for the official strike action has not yet been confirmed. Tensions of the pay dispute recently resurfaced after 67% of union members voted against a proposed pay rise that would see a 3-year 8% pay increase for Queensland teachers. The teachers' union confirms that student exam periods and final learning will be top priority, and strike action will be determined according to the needs of that.
In national news, the Australian New Zealand Gynecological Oncology Group has said in a press conference this morning that uterine cancers have become Australia's fastest growing cancer for women. The rate of uterine cancer diagnoses has doubled over the past 25 years, and is expected with an estimated surge with an estimated 44,000 women to be diagnosed by 2035. 60% of cases are preventable if caught early, and the group hopes to spread awareness of the sharp spike in cases to help people come forward for screening. In other national news, the first of several Baptist churches in the Sydney region had their affiliation removed on the 8th of November by the New South Wales/ACT Baptist Association. Avalon Baptist Peace Church had confirmed their removal from the association, but what Pastor Dr. Sally Longley has stated is the church's inclusion of the LGBT plus community in gay marriage. Quote, "We will continue to pray for the association as Avalon Baptist transferred membership to the newly formed Open Baptist, which had been in an inclusive position on marriage equality and welcoming different views for conversation," Dr. Langley said. In international news, said they marked the opening of the 26th session of the UN Tourism General Assembly in Riyadh, a historic first for the Gulf Cooperation Council. It is predicted to be the largest assembly of the UN tourism in its 50-year history, with around 160 delegations coming together to celebrate the 5 decades of international collaboration. The theme of this assembly is, quote, "AI-powered tourism, redefining the future," end quote, which discussed how artificial intelligence can drive sustainable and inclusive growth, hoping to focus on supporting small businesses and jobs across the travel sector.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. And that's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you, Zedlines. Look forward to hearing more at 9 o'clock. I'm going to go to another song that you can vote for on the 4ZZZ Hot 100. It's one of my picks. It's a great song from a local band called Valve. This is called Where Your Subtleties Lie. It's in a Suffering Jukebox here on 4ZZZ.